What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Nuke Minute. I'm your host, Birdson, and today we're getting into the Rogue deck that I played in the recently concluded Quarantine Cup 3v3. I decided today would be a good day to talk about the list I played because I think it can be very, very educational going forward in the game as far as what I think Rogue should be doing in the game as a whole and how aggro decks can be played to some success, whatever format we end up in or things like that. So we're going to break down Rogue. We're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about the style of cards that I picked, and we're going to talk about what happens next for the character. Here we go. Rogue at level 1 is Mutant Resistance, flying, 3-4, 6 health. She has Force Transfer. During any combat, you pay a blue. If this is a melee combat, choose an enemy character in the combat. They get -2/-0, and Rogue gets +2/+0 this combat. Punch it up. Level up 4. When Rogue is in melee combat, when she gains attack, or when an enemy character in the combat loses attack, she gains an XP. For those of you who haven't played Rogue before, the way it goes is that blue ability, Force Transfer, will give her 2 XP because both are happening for the XP con. She is gaining attack in that melee, and the opponent is losing attack in that melee. At level 2, Rogue is now a 5-6-6 flight, and she now has Life Transfer. Any combat, you pay a blue. If this is a melee combat, choose an enemy character in the combat. They get -0/-2 defense, and Rogue gains +0/+2 defense this combat. Breathe it in. Level up 4 again. When Rogue is in melee combat, when she gains defense, or when an enemy character in the combat loses defense, she gains an XP. Same as before, but now we're checking for defense. And Life Transfer will give her 2 XP. When we reach the conclusion to Rogue, she is now an 8-8. She gained a life. She's now at 7. She has Flight, and she has God Strength. When Rogue enters melee combat, that is on the attack and the defense, each enemy character in the combat gets -2/-2, and Rogue gains +2/+2 for each enemy character in the combat. Before we get into the deck list, I just wanted to say, Rogue as a main character, I don't think we've talked about tier 1, top tier, quote unquote, main characters in the show. And I do tend to stay away from characters like this. This is like outrageously in your face. Like, you need to think about her wherever she is in the game, be it formats, seasonal formats, or the multiverse in general. This is one you have to watch out for. You always have to be prepared. The ease of use, the fact that she's level 3 most games by turn 2, she actually can warp your deck building around if you expect her to be in the format or in your game store even. Keep a lookout for this main character overall. Let's get to the deck list real quick. So, Rogue in Quarantine Cup 3v3. This is how it went down. I played 4 solo, 4 Kane, 4 Ahab, 4 Match, 3 Elsa Bloodstone, 3 Cloak, 3 Boomerang, 3 Massacre, 3 Maker, the Scam Artist, 2 Nimrods, and 2 Kid Omegas. My plot twist, quote-unquote, the Brotherhood Rogue as power-ups, the A-Force Rogue as power-ups, Call and Mutant Control Act, they were all 4 of us. I played 1 Book of Vishanti, and then for the Lokes, the locations, I played 4 Blues and 4 Utopias. With Ahab came the Hounds. I played 1 Shadowcat, 1 Gambit from the base box. I played 1 Forge, the brand new red spellcaster, and I played 1 Iceman, the 5-drop resistance one. With Maker and Forge came an invention pile. I played, of course, the 1 Gadget, Machine, Automaton, and Weapon, the 4 Doombots, and then the Maker himself came with 1 Inhibitor Collar, 1 Reality Gem, 1 Time Gem, 1 Chimichanga, and 1 Serpent Crown. I really want to touch on where you can go if you were wanting to try this out for the future, I would actually cut a match and or an Ahab and get the nullifier in here. I would also think about adding some form of like way to tie up all your characters in the back row. So I'm thinking about cards such as Strucker from Hydra or Ironheart from Champions. That would make it a little bit easier to completely dominate the board. Not that you can't already, but having your guys be able to team attack where they otherwise wouldn't is really strong when Rogue is blocking them. This goes into my next edit. In Swiss of that event, I played for Punisher 2099. And to be honest, the games were ending quicker than him coming down, and he couldn't come down with a cloak on the board anyway, so I ended up cutting him. But if you wanted to play Punisher 2099, and you actually like the idea of having four of him and the red gem to wound accelerate in the mid-game, I actually say go for it, but you're going to have to find a way to like have him go around the cloak ability. Now that we've talked about upgrades, let's talk about the intricacies. There's a lot of different things going on in here. A while back in the past, I talked about main characters like this and Wizard and Human Torch blocking the hate. And that's what I decided to do in this event. The main reason I picked Rogue was I wanted to be able to hang with other fair decks, which ended up being Rogues. And I wanted to block the Maker because he makes really, really degenerate stuff. Being able to get in a searchable Serpent Crown, which is why I skipped Sevens, the Red Gem for Wound Acceleration, and even Chimichanga for the Mirror Match was really, really strong, and I actually enjoy that card a lot. Boomerang bails you out. The Mirror Match is actually, it hinges on who can land a Boomerang and who can't, because he's going to be able to freeze or daze an opposing Rogue out of the counters or any big threat that Rogue can't get over. Super clutch card. I've talked about Cloak, and I got to walk the walk in this event. Cloak is criminal, man. As soon as this guy hits the board, your opponent has to kill him. He's going to skip their turns constantly. I had dominoes coming out as 0/3s, and they were missing the coin flip. They were dying on the next turn. I had 7-drops coming in stunned because they had less than 7 defense. Such a crucial card. The fact that he can just sit there, and if you're already ahead, your opponent is just in this losing position. Super, super strong. I definitely recommend Cloak if you're not already playing him. Block the hate. This is part of the reason why you can beat better decks, and we'll talk about that in a second. Ahab and the Hounds, and actually Mutant Control Act, less so Nimrod, are actually super crucial in the multiverse. Being able to MCA a problematic card such as Ultron, Dark Phoenix, Agamotto, even Galactus, right? These cards actually just spell doom for Rogue. They actually can just kill Rogue on the spot. But if you have that piece of interaction and you're holding up your Ahab or you're holding up your Hound, which is a sentinel in all areas of the game, that's super clutch. It gives Rogue game that she otherwise wouldn't have. I can't stress this enough. You need to have cards like this in your deck. And the last little bit of information I wanted to throw was the mandatory kit that Rogue has to play. For as strong and as fast as Rogue is, it comes with a cost. You need the following cards in your deck to start off with. There's no exceptions. The 4 Solos, the 4 Canes, the 12 Power-Ups, the 8 Blues. So 8, 16, 24, that's about 30 cards that you can't get away from. Your deck is already halfway built. You can't change that. I can't stress it enough. If you're on a Rogue deck, and your opponent's on a Rogue deck, the difference between you winning or losing is actually what's in the deck. Did you have 50-50 Canes that sometimes didn't grab the blue? Did you only have 8 to 10 power-ups and you couldn't win the power-up fight? Yeah, these are the things that you need to be cautious of when you're building this deck. There's really, realistically, only about 30 cards that you can play around with. And I would like to talk about the future of Rogue before we wrap this up. Rogue as a main character. I don't have a problem with aggro in this game. And I actually had a decent amount of fun playing this character in the event. My issue is, sometimes in this game, we have main characters that do it all and pay you back and have little to no downside and just have the game given to them. This is one of those main characters. And it can be super daunting in the deck building stages of the game, having to worry about this main character and having your decks like have sometimes auto losses against a 10-10-7 on turn two. It basically ends up being that you can't really play any other aggro main characters when Rogue is allowed. She's way faster and way stronger than most mains in this game. So then you have to think about, okay, well, I'm probably just going to play a combo instead. I'm probably going to go over the top of her. Or I'm just going to lay down for 10 turns and play fatties that she can't deal with. And that's where we are. Rogue actually has really, really bad matchups against decks that just ignore combat altogether or just stall and heal for enough time to play the Agamotos, the Gilgameshes, the now Namors and Dark Phoenixes and Galactus. She can't really beat that stuff. And part of the reason why is because your deck can't really fit that much tech into it. You're already 30 cards deep before you start. I think that's it for Rogue here on the New York Minute. Again, I had a lot of fun. It was interesting to see how other people treated the main character and how they formed and attacked and how they operated with the character as a whole. Yeah, I'm pretty over the main character, to be honest, but yeah. Let me know if you enjoy me talking about Tier 1 meta characters and how I approach the characters. I'll probably be doing this sometime in the future again. Next time here on the New York Minute, we're going to try and get a listener-submitted deck and try and either upgrade it or try it out in a game or two and see what we see from our listeners. So that's really exciting. In the meantime, I'm your host, Bryson. This has been the New York Minute. Peace.